banker, financial director, managing director, senator, and even president. These are just some of the senior jobs filled by women in the Philippines. A recent Grant Thornton International Business Report says women hold half of the senior management jobs in the country, the highest rate in the study of 32 nations, representing 81% of the world economy. Brazil was second with women in 42% of senior positions, and Japan was last with 7%. Another striking figure is that 97% of businesses in the Philippines have women in senior management positions, the highest in the poll. Once again, Japan is at the bottom with 25%, followed by the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Germany, and Italy. At her 16th-story office in the heart of Manila's Makati Business District, Dina Salonga heads a 26-person office that provides information technology services to business. She is managing director of SQL Wizard, which she co-founded in 1996. The 48-year-old Salonga says men in the Philippines are used to women in authority.
I think that the Philippine society is basically a matriarchal one, and that men don't really mind reporting to a higher authority who's female. So like in the home, the children, sometimes even the husband, would take orders, if that's the right word for it, from the wife. So they don't really mind reporting to a woman manager.
The Philippines is often portrayed as having a macho culture in which men dominate. But Salonga says this is only a facade and women control things from behind the scenes.
I think from the outside, that's what the men want the other people to perceive them to be. But inside the home, I think it's really the woman who enjoys the power. And sometimes they just make the husbands feel that they are the ones who are powerful. So they do it in a really subtle way and they get their way around it.
Lisa Maza is head of the Gabriela Party, named after a woman revolutionary who died in the fight against Spanish colonial rule. While she says the feminist movement has helped women advance, she notes that Philippine culture has a strong female component. She points out that the symbol of the country is a woman.
The Filipino society look up to women. Our image of the Philippines, inang Pilipina, is a woman, unlike the United States, which is Uncle Sam.
But it is not all culture. Economics plays a big role. Mina Lim, 49, has been finance director for the software company Oracle in the Philippines for 7 years. She says the desire for a good living standard has also helped women rise in the working place.
I think it's economics. It allows you a lifestyle where in a family there is the wife and the husband working and put together resources and allows them a certain lifestyle that they can enjoy.
The Philippine Labor Department says women have outnumbered men in executive positions for several years. The department says there were more than 2 million female executives in 2006, compared with just over 1.5 million men in top jobs. The department credits education. Government data show that of the 13 million women workers in the country in 2006, 1 out of 3 had attended university, while only 1 out of 5 men did so. What do the men have to say about all this? Dan Roses, Chief of Research for People Management Association, says women are accepted in business.
There really isn't any discrimination. We really tend to trust our businesses with females. Our culture is more maternalistic. We tend to trust our women more because, well, we were taken care of by our mothers. So we really don't mind if you take orders from them.
Ramon Casiple, a Manila political analyst who also follows cultural trends, says Filipino women participate strongly at most levels of society.
Men recognizes a place for women outside of the home. So you may have women, for example, as community leaders, women in various occupations that are usually only by men. Yeah. But we found it a usual thing that if women can excel in the same occupation, then they are accepted.
Women also make up about half the estimated 8 million Filipinos who work overseas and send home money to support their families, another position of economic authority. They have become major contributors to the Philippine economy and increasingly have taken on a bigger political role. Douglas Baxian for VOA News, Manila.